supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, dear friends. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this program today is special. We're going to speak about consultation in Islam. La, 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 la. Today, Monday, is the 21st of Jamadil Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of January 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al Imran, verse 159.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The topic of this episode is consultation. Inside consultation, there lie sympathy, development of talents, recognition of friends from enemies, selecting the best attitude, creation of kindness and love, and a practical lesson for others. You may pardon them, O Prophet, for the injustice they treated you, and for the sin they committed with respect to Allah. Seek forgiveness from Allah for them, and keep them in the scene by consulting with them in the political, social affairs. Beside contemplation and consultation, do not forget to trust in Allah.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Consultation in Islam. The Prophet used to advise people to have consultation. He himself made use of it frequently. The holy war of Badr, prior to his confrontation with the enemy, he consulted with his followers. He said, "Tell me your views concerning the combat with Quraysh. Shall we advance? Shall we confront the enemy? Or shall we return back?" The leaders of Mujahideen, means immigrants, and the Ansar, the Prophet's close followers, presented two differing views. But the Prophet accepted that of the Ansar. In the Holy War of Badr, the elder believed that they must stay in Medina in order to defend the strongholds by throwing arrows and stones from the strongholds and rooftops of their houses. But the youth preferred confronting the enemy outside the city. The Prophet adopted the second view.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the role and effect of consultation in Islam. Imagine that in a room, there's only one light, okay? And you rely on only one light in order to lighten your room, But imagine that in a room, you have, for example, 10 lights, okay? Well, you will have more light in this regard. Consultation is something like this. And at the same time, we find that consultation isn't for ordinary people, even infallibles, even, I mean, great sages, and more importantly, infallibles. And on top of them, the divine prophets used to receive consultation from other people. Okay, it doesn't mean that when someone is an infallible figure, and he's the actual brain, the very brain of his lifetime and his time, this person may not need the consultation of other people. Even in the Holy Quran, God recommends the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to consult with his own peers, the people who were around him. And the divine word is washawirhum, and consult them, okay? Receive their consultation and suggestions. Granted that nobody in the life, not only in the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but throughout history, nobody matches the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet receiving consultation from others, I mean, when it was done by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the other people understood that. So, in case the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs suggestions of other people, consultations of other people, the rest of ordinary people would certainly need such suggestions. And at the same time, by doing so, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed his own sense of respect toward those people who had more experience and who had more more experience and who were really sage people in their own lifetime.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we learn more about effects of consultation. People who seek other people's advice regarding their affairs seldom fail. Others who consider themselves needless of other people's advice and do not do so and just rely on their own minds usually make mistakes, even though they may be very intelligent. Such an attitude makes one unpopular and stops the flow of suggestions towards him. Those who consult others regarding their affairs will not experience other people's jealousy if they succeed, since others will consider this success as their own. Even if one fails, others will not blame him, since they will consider this failure to be their own fault. They will treat him sympathetically. One can also evaluate the degree of friendship of others when he seeks their advice. This will pave the way for the future success. This might have been one of the reasons that the Prophet of Islam sought other people's advice, even though he was very intelligent.
I see you in the wings that chase the night, circling the warm glow of candlelight. I hear you in the wind as the two poles spin, whispering the truth your heart holds in. The chill as the seasons turn, laying down a seed with its lessons learned. The circle spins a perfect line, free from borders, free from time. I close my eyes and clear my mind. The circle joins your love with mine.
not to consult with. That's very important. Undoubtedly, we cannot consult with anyone. Consulting with some people might cause us harm and deprivation. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his letter to Malik al-Ashtar, his commander, tells us whom not to consult with. Listen. Do not include in your consultations a miser who turns you away from generosity and threatens you with poverty, or a coward who renders you weak in your affairs, or a greedy person who makes covetousness for wealth and power, accompanied by tyranny, seem attractive to you. Yes, consultation is a means of finding the proper way to do things. It is meant to help us do the right thing. Therefore, we should not consult with wicked, stingy, greedy, or cowardly people. Remember, they will not help us if we consult with them. Rather, they will cause misery for us.
You come to the community level also, whether it's a masjid, community center, corporation, whatever it is, they have to consult. They have to reach the decision through consultation, through asking people, surveying people. What do you think? What should we do? So consultation is important. And then consultation is not only by the leader. See, the Quran says it is reciprocal. Two ayahs in the Quran we have. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah says to the leader, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. The political leader has to consult his subjects. Before doing anything, he should consult his subject. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. In Surah Ash-Shura, it says, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنُهُمْ. The people have to advise the leader. It is reciprocal. Both. The leader should advise his subjects, and the subject should advise the leader. Reciprocal. Not from one side. Both sides. Meaning the leader should listen to his people's aspirations and comments and feedbacks on these issues before making a decision. And they also should listen to him sometimes. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. And if we do not implement shura, my friends, in our societies, we are not going to move forward. Believe me, we're going to remain backward communities. Backward communities.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we join you in another episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for. They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and here are some facts to contemplate upon regarding the all-glorious Creator, whom imagination cannot encompass, as described by Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who is one without partner, he who cannot be perceived with vision, neither be described with tongues, nor can imagination surround his state.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Shiraz Agha. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding falsehood. Coincidentally, the Imam also refers to and alludes to the opposite of falsehood, which is truth, in this beautiful tradition. In this tradition, the Imam alayhi salam says, truth is the road to paradise, and falsehood is the road to hell. And on each road, there is a caller calling to it. So one of the most evil vices and characteristics that a human being could adopt is lying and falsehood. Of course, we might say that falsehood is a little more general than lying, because lying is specifically related to saying something verbally or using words which are contrary to the truth. But falsehood might be a little bit more general than that. It could include lying. It could also include, for example, covering up the truth, practically, for some purpose. So we might say that falsehood is a little bit more general than it. So it's more inclusive, and it covers a lot of things as well. So in this tradition, the imam says that lying is one of those evil traits that leads to other vices and leads to other problems. The person who gets in the habit of lying, it could lead him to going to hell. However, truthfulness is one of those characteristics which has been lauded and praised in both the Quran and the traditions. In fact, in a famous verse of the Holy Quran, when God Almighty speaks of the believers, he alludes to the fact that they are the people who will be in the hereafter in heaven. They're going to be with one of a number of groups of people who God describes as being the foremost of believers and the people who are going to be in heaven. One of those groups is the people who are truthful, as-siddiqeen. The other are like the martyrs, as-shuhada, or the witnesses. So the truthfulness is a very noble trait. It leads the person to go to paradise, and also to the contrary of this, it leads a person to go to hell. And on each road, as the imam says, there's a person and there's a caller calling to it. Meaning there's a person inviting the person towards this trait, right? This person calling could be a human being, it could be the devil, or it could be somebody else. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at falsehood and truth in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناديتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. This is Habibullah Fazizadeh with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by
IRIB.
Great, IRIB English Radio, English Radio, yes.
And with the collaboration of Xavier International Schools Network.
And also the students of Xavier International School, yes?
Especially Minhal.
Yes, especially Minhal. Okay. So as you have been with us during these sessions, Alhamdulillah, we really give thanks to you that you have been following us and listening to all our sessions. Inshallah, I hope that you have learned something, and also our dear students that we see really they have learned. Alhamdulillah, they have improved. Now they can read the Holy Quran. The reading of the Quran is good with them, okay? So yeah. Recite a salawat.
Okay, so
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
farajhum. So two of the attributes we are going to learn today. One of them is called, in Arabic we say sifatul isti'la, and the other one is called sifatul istifal. Okay. So sifatul isti'la, in English we say the attribute of or the characteristic of elevation. You know what does elevation mean? Huh? No? Okay. So elevation means someone wants, okay, to be in a higher position, in a higher rank. This is called elevation, to be in a higher position, in a higher rank. Yes? Remember that these eight letters have isti'la attribute. So the rest of the letters have istifal or lowering attribute. So it means these eight letters, when you pronounce them, Mahdi, when you pronounce them, you have to open your mouth vertically.
Vertically.
Yes?
Up to down.
But when you pronounce the rest of the letters, like sin, sheen, you have to pronounce them
horizontally.
While opening your mouth, horizontally. No, you don't need to too much, okay, to, for example, make it clear. Seen. No, easy. Seen. Sa. Say, everyone say. Sa.
Seen. Seen.
Say. Sa.
Sa.
A.
Sa.
B. Ta.
La.
Fa.
Fa.
Sa.
Ja.
Ha.
Ha.
Wait, ha?
Different.
Okay. Sorry, they came out of the ha.
So, let's, okay, everyone, let's read the alphabet letters, okay? And do all the istifal and isti'la attributes on them. Okay, apply them. Then, inshallah, we'll get back to the examples. So I want Hadi to read alphabet letters from Aleph to Ya and do the isti'la and istifal. Apply them. Okay, apply the attributes.
A, B, D, Th, Jim.
Ja, say the sounds, okay?
Ja, okay. Ja, Ha, Ha.
Great.
Dal.
The.
Uh-huh. Ra.
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 Okay, good.
Ra. The.
Z.
The.
Z.
Z.
Z. Uh-huh.
Sin.
Okay.
Sa.
Sa. Sa.
Sa. Sha.
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 Sod.
What?
Sa.
Sod. Saw.
Ba.
Next one.
Ah.
Okay.
Ba.
Ba.
Yeah.
Ba. Ba.
Ba.
Ah.
Ah. Yes. Does it have elevation attribute or no?
No.
No. So. Next one.
Ra.
Ra. Yeah. Ra. Next one.
Ra.
Fa.
Fa.
We don't have.
From
where you bring it?
New Arabic letter.
New Arabic letter. So,
some Arabic people do use the ga.
La.
Ma. Ma.
Ma.
Na.
Na.
Wa.
Wa.
Ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mahdi?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah, the letters?
Alphabet?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Alif, ba, ta.
No. Say
no,
the
no,
sounds,
sound,
okay?
Sound. A, ba, ta, fa, ja, ha, ha.
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 Ha. Ha. Because it has elevation attribute, characteristic.
Ha.
Ha.
Ra.
Da.
Da. Da.
Ra.
Ra. Za.
Sa.
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 Sha.
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 Sa.
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 Va.
Va.
Va. Ta.
Ta.
Va.
Va.
Ein. Ein.
A.
A. Ra.
Okay, next one. What comes after rain?
Va.
Fa.
Fa.
Next.
So where is the
نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي.
Now listen to Muhammad Yahya, he will say, okay?
Muhammad Yahya.
Okay.
Ta-fali.
You know, they had mistakes. Why? Because they didn't say Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
Oh,
at the
my
you
God!
You just saw how you said it.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
You shouldn't
say
Fix his mistakes, okay?
Sir, he said that.
If he gets any of them wrong, okay, fix the mistake.
Ja, ha, kha, kha.
Kha, kha, kha.
Kha.
If you say kha, it becomes with aleph. It is with aleph. But kha. With fatha, just kha. Okay?
Da.
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 Da. Da.
Okay.
Ra.
Ra ra
ra ra
ra
ra
ra ra no
ra
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 okay
ra.
Like R, you say R.
Ra.
Say everyone R.
R.
You say
ra.
It's not an R.
Za.
Okay.
A.
Si.
Na.
Sa.
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 Sha.
Okay.
Sa.
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 Okay.
Da.
Da.
Da. Ta.
Na.
Whenever he says one of them, he jumps himself. He wants to get elevated. Try to pronounce the letter.
But something is making him down. That's what he's like.
Yeah, help the letter get elevated, not yourself, okay? He just jumps up. Yes? That's good. He is like acting
like
it. Yes? He's acting it. So, great. Okay.
Where I was?
You were here.
Ba,
la,
la, I, I, la,
okay,
and then fa,
fa,
fa.
Okay, next one.
Ga,
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 ga. Okay, next one.
Ga, ka, ka, la.
Okay, can you
la, mim, nama.
Don't make him
angry.
Wow, yeah.
You know, don't make him angry because he's hungry. Okay.
I'm very
you know
angry.
No.
Hurry up, faster.
Okay,
first.
Why do you say this way?
Oh, come on.
I forgot the Bismillah.
You are eating.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Come on.
You forgot Bismillah ar-Rahman
ar-Rahim,
right? When you're too hungry, you open your mouth very big, yes?
Yes.
Like,
I'm hungry
big.
Now.
So go on.
Okay.
I want to eat.
Hurry up.
Da, za, ra.
Okay.
Da,
za.
Sa,
za,
la. Sa, sha,
sa,
ta,
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 ra,
a,
ra,
ra, ra, fa, ka, ka,
qua,
la,
ka, ka.
You just forgot qua.
Oh, qua, ka, la,
what?
Ma, na, wa, a, ya.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sir, I messed up.
No,
he said thought, then cat.
Oh, yeah, I just fixed his mistake.
Yeah.
So, good. Now practice these letters with me. Okay,
yeah,
now.
One Almighty.
So, everyone, practice these words with me, okay? If you see I am elevating some of the letters, okay, or lowering some of the letters, okay, as well you have to do. So, okay. The first word is 5 words we will do here, okay? Then we will go, inshallah, continue in the next session. So, ja'ala.
Ja'ala.
Look, no, none of them have.
Ja'ala.
Has the elevation attribute, yes?
Ja'ala.
We don't say ja'ala. It's wrong. We say ja'ala. Yes? Okay. Next one. A-ja-the.
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 No elevation, yes?
No.
Okay.
They all have fatah.
Yeah. Next letter. Amara.
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 Not if you say amara, you have you put an aleph. Ba kha la.
Ba kha la.
Ba kha la.
Amara means prince tells someone to do something.
Ba kha. Ba kha. Not too much. Kha la. No. Do not prolong the sound, okay? Just pronounce it correct.
Amara means
inshallah. Okay. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we will get back. Okay, no, let's take a break. Inshallah, we will get back. So, inshallah, we'll get back safe to get back
week.
Safe and healthy.
After
okay,
after
let's
one
recite
week.
A salawat, everyone.
Yeah, goodbye to one.
Allahumma
salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
farajahum.
I really give thanks to. So we all have to give thanks, yes?
Yeah.
We all have to give
we
thanks to.
RIB English Radio,
RIB
English Radio,
Network.
Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. Thanks for holding this kind of sessions. Inshallah. Okay, let's recite a salawat, everyone. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad
wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم مولاي كم من قبيح سترتا وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلتا وكم من عثار وقيتا وكم من مكروه دفعتا وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرتا
Brothers and sisters, regarding this part of the supplication, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allahumma mawlay, kam min qabihin satarta. O Allah, O my protector,
how many ugly things you have concealed. We said that this is one of the greatest blessings that a servant can have. This is a very unique mercy from the side of Almighty Allah. And we also concluded that in the supplications quoted and recommended by our Prophet, our infallible Imams, there is continuous reference to this fact that Almighty Allah is the concealer of faults. As an instance, in this program, we will talk about a tradition that is quoted from the one of the sections of the valuable book of Uddatul Da'i. It is said that once Gabriel, the trustee angel, descended to the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu, smiling and with good tidings. He greeted to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who responded to his greeting, and then Gabriel said, "The Almighty has sent a gift for you." The Messenger of Allah asked, "What is that gift?" He replied, "There are some words of the heavenly treasures which Allah has endeared specially for the heavenly ones." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu asked again, "What are those words?" And then Gabriel said these words, "Ya man adhara al-jamil wa satara al-qabih." O the one who revealed goodness and concealed the badness. Ya man lam yu'akhidh bil jarida. O the one who reprimanded no one for wrongdoing. Wa lam yahtik al-sitr. O the one who has let no one's face down. Ya azim al-afu. O the one whose forgiveness is great. Ya hasan al-tajawuz. Whose pardon is good. Ya wasi' al-maghfira. O the one whose mercy is extended. Ya basit al-yadayn bir-rahma. O the one who has applied his power in mercy. Ya sahib kulli najwa. O the owner of any secret. Ya muntaha kulli shakwa. O the ultimate source of any complaint. Ya karim as-safh. Ya azim ar-raja. O the one whose forbearance is magnanimous and whose blessings are great. Ya mubtadi'an bin ni'am qabla istihqaqiha. O the bestower of blessings before the necessary deserve for them. Ya rabbana wa sayyidana wa maulana. O my lord, my protector. Ya ghayata raghbatina. O the end of my tendency. As'aluka ya Allah an la tushawwiha khalqi bin nar. All these attributes and different names of Almighty Allah were mentioned only to reach this part. As'aluka ya Allah an la tushawwiha khalqi bin nar. O Allah, I ask you not to destroy my creation by the fire. Then the Messenger of Allah asked Gabriel, "What is the recompense of these words?" Gabriel said, "Beware that the whole knowledge is exclusive in three words. If all the angels of the seven heavens and the seven earths attempted to describe this supplication till the day of resurrection, they will be able to describe but one part out of 1,000 parts of it."
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his needs to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest. Your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts. Nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. Oh Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, we have more to discuss about this narration from the valuable book of Uddatu Da'i in the next program. But now let's have a look at how this part of the supplication that is taught to the Prophet of Islam by Gabriel is able to reach this high request. أسألك يا الله أن لا تشوه خلقي بالنار. So at first, it starts by saying and calling the Lord as the one who is revealing the goodness and the one who only conceals the badness. Then it continues saying, your forgiveness is great and your pardon is good. It seems that the path the supplicant is moving on to reach the ultimate aim of this small supplication is exactly like the path that we, in this Kumail supplication, have come. The supplicant started the supplication by saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kull shay. O Allah, I ask you by your mercy that envelops everything. And then the supplicant started the requests. Brothers and sisters, we'll talk about this more, God willing, in the next program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him,
جنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Was-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the sermons, letters and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. At the moment we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on these teachings that are there in this book. This powerful and magnanimous book called Nahjul Balagha. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has given us various guidances with regards to Islamic governance. And in the sermon number 3, he talks about the issue that when he comes to power, and he tries to tell us that the most important and the most difficult problem that was being faced by the people was the return of polytheism. As Imam Ali says that إِنَّ بَلِيَتُكُمْ قَدْ عَادَتْ, your problem has returned, the same problem that was there at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Though at the time of the Prophet people used to worship Lat and Manat and Uzza and Hubal, these were their gods, they were worshipping idols. But today, the polytheism had changed in the form of respecting and honoring and ennobling and obeying unconditionally people that did not deserve that obedience, that were not given and granted that authority to be obeyed and to be honored in that sense.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we noticed that at that time there was this problem. Some people took upon their shoulders to lead the community of Islam without getting authority from God or from the Prophet ﷺ, without having been ascertained as leaders of the community from a divine perspective. They took up this authority, and we noticed that many of them, and of course, they applied their own reasoning in the laws of Islam, and they applied their own